Good morning and welcome to Leftover Grounds. Joe Biden wastes no time enacting several executive orders as he's sworn in. Among those executive orders are some using the Defense Production Act to make supplies to fight COVID. And what's the deal with Democrats trying to paint an entire group of around 80 million people, Americans, as terrorists? That won't backfire. Let's get into it.
On this January day, my whole soul is in this, uniting our people, uniting our nation. And I ask every American to join me in this cause.
President Joe Biden called for unity in his inauguration address. Democrats now control both chambers of Congress, but their majority is exceptionally narrow. Much of the legislation needed to address the pandemic and racial injustice has been held up in an increasingly divided Congress. Now President Biden must find a way to reach across the aisle to work with Republicans if he is going to push any bills through during his first 100 days in office.
So Joe Biden took office yesterday. Donald Trump left. And immediately he penned numerous executive orders, a lot of them having to do with fighting COVID. And I was reading through these, and I'll read some of them to you. He's directing agencies to address vaccine and PPE supply shortfalls using all authorities, including DPA, which Donald Trump was doing as well. He's directing OSHA to publish worker safety guidelines, which I thought they would have been doing already, but establishing a coronavirus testing board. He's directing government scientists to identify new treatments for COVID, which was already being done, and it's going to be continued, I guess. He's directing HHS and CDC to provide clear guidance on safe school reopenings, which was already being done, and he's going to continue. He's directing agencies to expand data collection and reporting capacity, which, of course, always concerned me. I don't like the government having my medical data. They have enough of it already from my time in the military. He's establishing a health equity task force that focuses on racial and geographical health disparities. And then he's enhancing the collection, sharing, and analysis of COVID data, including metrics by race and ethnicity. So I'm not sure how they're going to get that information, probably from some of the apps that are collecting that already. Requiring you to wear a mask on planes, trains, and automobiles. I'm just kidding. Planes, trains, and other forms of public transportation. And bolstering clinical care facilities and long-term care facilities. Good for him. That should have been done already, if it hadn't been. And then two memos he provided. He's providing reimbursement to schools for PPE through FEMA and directing FEMA to increase state reimbursement for National Guard from 75% to 100%, which is good. Overall, he's pretty much just stating, hey, I'm on it, trying to make it better somehow. I think the rest of us have already, we're over it. We understand, wear a mask, wash your hands. You're possibly going to get sick and quite possibly die. Just like with the flu, you know, H1N1, bird flu, and swine flu, and all these other flus that are out there, and sicknesses and viruses that are out there that are trying to kill us all the time. I'm not making light of it at all. It's dangerous. It's scary. I had a cold the other day. I'm sitting there going, oh, well, God, do I have COVID? You know, do I need to go get tested? Are my kids going to get sick? And, you know, it sucks thinking about that kind of stuff. But at the same time, this thing ain't going anywhere. It's going to continue to morph into different ones. And we're all going to have to learn how to live with it. We can't just hunker down in our houses and hide forever. You can't save everybody. There's no 100% solution. If you do anything with risk analysis, you understand the numbers. You can mitigate as much as you can, but you have to balance that with other things too. If your mitigating factor causes things to be more, in the long run, devastating, then you're not mitigating anything. You're making the situation worse. It'll be interesting to see where this goes. I would just tell everybody, just keep the conspiracy theories down on putting people in prison camps and all this other stuff. There's a lot of that fear being pushed out there. We're still America, all right? What I'd really like to talk about is this.
How long can people keep talking like that and keep acting like this, irresponsibly, crazily, before something breaks? Before one of those 74 million hunted terrorist Trotskyite wreckers we keep hearing about becomes so overwrought and paranoid from watching demagogues like Jamal Bowman attack him on MSNBC, that he does something truly awful that can't be taken back. And then the cycle accelerates radically, and an awful lot of people get hurt. That's where this is going. Everyone knows it. That's where this will go. until and unless someone responsible within the Democratic Party appears and puts a stop to it, and soon. It's time for the victors to accept their victory, to forgive the team they beat, and to move on. You won. Be happy. Now improve the country you inherited.
So I don't typically watch Tucker Carlson, not because I don't like him. I just don't like watching news that's meant to incite fear and scare people into watching the show more. But somebody sent me this one, and I do agree with a lot of it in there. I do believe that every politician, every person in power has totalitarian leanings, that they do want to expand their power, their people. And once you give them the power and they're surrounded by people saying yes to them all the time and constantly boosting that ego, it just grows. It's the same thing with celebrities and military leaders that are higher up. I've seen it numerous times. And so they think they're right. And then because they're surrounded by suck-ups most of the time that are constantly telling them they're right, they don't actually have that real good view of the situation and the fact that they are possibly wrong. So this kicking people while they're down thing, trying to paint every Donald Trump supporter as some kind of white supremacist or terrorist, is going to backfire. Anybody who's studied insurgencies or studied terrorism, so if they're trying to draw this comparison between those people and terrorists, they should probably be talking to their analyst who've been fighting terrorism for the last 30 years and understand that the more you kick these people while they're down, the more you paint them with that brush, the more you scare them into not talking and not feeling like they're free enough to express themselves, the more you disenfranchise them and solidify a potential movement, which makes me think that this might be on purpose to separate those groups. It's a psychological tactic used by organizations wishing to control people by proxy. You know, we did it during the Russian and Afghanistan war. I mean, they need to separate into groups and literally crush the dissension in order to have control. And as I stated before, our system only works through a balance. We need Democrats. We need liberals. We need conservatives. You know, we need moderates. All those people groups balance our system out. If you only have one-sided leadership, it's not leadership, it's a dictatorship. And nobody profits off of that except for the people in power. They're the ones that profit off of it, while the rest of us are being either forced into submission, or we leave, or are forced to shut up. I'm not trying to scare people. I'm just saying this tactic's been used numerous times, hundreds of times throughout history in numerous different locations. It's not something new, and it's not like it's out of reach. There are people, typically people who get put into positions of power, have those tendencies, positions of power, because you need people like that to take the risk and make decisions. Right? And then take that responsibility on. That's what leaders do. And it's up to us people, the reason our system's set up the way it is, to keep those people in check by voting for them or not voting for them. If they get too crazy with power, see you later. Whether it's Donald Trump, Joe Biden, Barack Obama, George Bush, I don't care. There's a balance that needs to be maintained, and that balance is being silenced right now. I don't know any Trump supporters out there who are not afraid to speak their mind right now because they might get canceled. They might lose their job, might lose family members. There's so many different things out there. And if you go down that rabbit hole and start looking at your Democratic brothers and sisters, or you're looking at your Republican brothers and sisters as the enemy, you are being manipulated. You are being pushed into a group, and eventually those two groups are going to fight, or one group's going to silence the other. I don't know which one. I just know that's not the way the system was set up. However imperfect, it works. And we need to make sure that we maintain logical, cool heads while the rest of these power-hungry idiots keep fumbling around trying to make us fight each other. We need to take control of our country and not rely on one person. Joe Biden isn't going to fix crap, because the next person who gets elected It's a balance. If you look at history, up and down, back and forth, depending on which side you're on. And it maintains a balance. And it's never going to be perfect. And if you think there's a perfect system out there, currently you think there's a perfect system out there that works, please let me know. I'll do everything I can to push that system. There isn't one. There's always going to be the good and the bad. Yin and yang balance, right? On that note, take heart. Don't be angry at people. Don't spread hate. Don't bash people when they're down, whether you're on the right or left. And definitely don't do it on our platform. That's not what we're here for. We're here to unite. We're here to educate. We're here to be the smart people in the room, not the yelling, screaming masses inciting fear and trying to confirm our own bias. Love you guys. Have a great day. Talk to you tomorrow.